Get me navigations. Pick your best point of rendezvous for Dauntless and Flotilla ZKD, both at full blast, en route to Lundmark's Nebula. 15 minutes departure. Figure approximate time of meeting with Speedster, also at full blast, leaving that nebula hour 9:14 today. Correction. Cancel Speedster meeting. We can compute that more accurately later. Advise Adjutant. Admiral Southworth will send order through channels. Get me base hospital. Lacey, please. Kinnison's hurt. Sawbones, bad. I'm going out after him. Coming along? Yes, how about... On the green. Flotilla ZKD, including your new 200 million credit hospital, is going along. Slip 12. Dauntless, 11 and one-half minutes from now. Hype! And the Surgeon Marshal hyped. 2 minutes before the scheduled takeoff, base navigations called the chief navigating officer of the Dauntless. Course to rendezvous with Flotilla ZKD, latitude 354-30, longitude 19-42, time approximately 12-7-26, place 1-3-0, outside arbitrary galactic rim, check and repeat. Rattled from the speaker without pause or punctuation. Nevertheless, the chief navigator got it, recorded it, checked it, and repeated it. Figures only approximations because of lack of exact data on variations in density of medium and on distance necessarily lost in detouring stars. The speaker chattered on. Suggest instructing your second navigator to communicate with navigating officers Flotilla ZKD at time 12-0 to correct courses to compensate unavoidably erroneous assumptions in computation-based navigations. Off. I'll say he's off. Way off, growled the second. What does he think I am, a complete nitwit? Pretty soon he'll be telling me that 2 plus 2 equals 4.0. The 15-second warning bell sounded. Every man came to the ready at his post, and precisely upon the designated second, the super dreadnought blasted off. For 4 or 5 miles, she rose inert upon her underjets, sirens and flaring lights clearing her way. Then she went free, her needle prow slanted sharply upward, her full battery of main driving projectors burst into action, and to all intents and purposes, she vanished. The Earth fell away from her at an incredible rate, dwindling away into invisibility in less than a minute. In 2 minutes, the sun itself was merely a bright star. In 5, it had merged indistinguishably into the sharply defined, brilliantly white belt of the Milky Way.